This is AWLS, podcasts on wilderness medicine from the University of Utah School of Medicine.
Hello, this is Richard Ingebretson from the University of Utah School of Medicine. Today we're going to talk a little bit more about wilderness travel and tropical medicine. Some new interesting news. One of our goals at the School of Medicine is to make sure that our listeners and people are well aware of the diseases that they will encounter when they travel. One of the problems that we're beginning to see is diseases which were once remote and in various limited areas of the world are now becoming very, very prominent. And one of these is the disease called chikungunya. And we all want to just talk really briefly about that and then some of the ways that we're treating that now. Chikungunya is known to people who have ever studied medicine or who have traveled because it is now becoming very prominent around the world. So it originally started in Southeast Asia, but is where it was originally sort of seen, but it is now spreading. It was originally referred to as dengue. They did not know the difference between the two. It really was only after an outbreak of chikungunya in the Mukondai Plateau, somewhere near Tanzania, that it was identified as a separate disease. Dengue fever is a mosquito-borne disease, and it is spread by numerous species of the Aedes mosquito. Dengue has become a global cause of concern ever since the outbreak of World War II, and after as people traveled, and as airplanes traveled, dengue has been spread worldwide. And now is a disease that is spreading as climate change spreading into areas where we've never seen it. But similarly, chikungunya is an infection caused by a similar type of virus. It is now called the chikungunya virus. This virus is transferred by two species of the same mosquito, the Aedes type mosquito. It was first isolated in 1953 by R.W. Ross. In India, chikungunya was never a bigger cause of concern as compared to dengue, especially in northern India. However, since 2016, there has been an increase in the cases of chikungunya worldwide, and now it is becoming a problem in the Americas and spreading, starting to spread up into Europe. So we might just mention what is the difference between dengue and chikungunya. The mosquito bite is the main cause of chikungunya and dengue. Both the diseases are caused by a female mosquito that is commonly goes by the name of the Aedes. The common things between the two, dengue and chikungunya diseases are more common in the tropical and some tropical climates. India is one of such countries where it rains and rains continuously for many months. This is the reason that India faces all these vector-borne diseases. But in the Americas and in the Caribbean and now in the tropical climates around the world, millions of people are affected by dengue and chikungunya all across the globe. And it is a really major concern if you if your wilderness adventures take you to places where there any kind of tropic, and now even in the southeast United States, deaths are caused by mosquito-borne diseases. Therefore, you should know the diseases that are killers and important ones that could make you very sick as you travel. So what are the symptoms of chikungunya and dengue? It's confusing because if you travel and your adventure takes you somewhere, they have similar signs, high fever, headache, pain in the joints and in the eyes particularly is a big common. Both of them give rashes and lethargy, and these are really quite profound that may keep people down for weeks. The symptoms are confused with viral infections of just common types if you're traveling, and also malaria. Initially, the symptoms are very similar. If you think you get a fever, you always have to think of malaria first. But dengue and then chikungunya are right behind that now. Despite being similar, both the diseases are very much different. Due to sharing quite similar signs, it becomes difficult in identifying the exact problem. So knowing what the diseases are in the area you're going and which ones are endemic are important. dengue and chikungunya, though carried by the same mosquito, are caused by the different viruses. Chikungunya is caused by a Togaviridae alpha virus, and dengue is by a Flavidae virus, which is different. And not that you need to know that, but that means that their symptoms are going to be different. The incubation time is also going to be different, and this may actually be the big clue between them. Chikungunya is 1 to 12 days, and it can come on pretty quickly. However, such signs as joint pain may stay for a long time. Some patients report joint pain and chikungunya lasting for years and years and may never go away, just causing an arthritis. But the joint pain is much more profound in chikungunya. And the incubation time for a dengue is 3 to 7 weeks, while it can stay from 4 to 7 weeks. So that is a big difference. Swelling and pain is high in chikungunya compared to that of dengue. Chikungunya can cause just insane, tremendous joint pain, where dengue can cause bleeding in some cases and breathing problems, especially if you have dengue twice. And chikungunya rashes all across the face, palms, feet, limbs can be found, whereas in dengue, it's pretty much limited to the limbs and sometimes the face, although the rash can be similar, and you will see rashes in both cases. Complications such as the chronic arthritis and neurologic problems are possible in chikungunya, although the neurologic problems are rare. In severe cases of dengue, respiratory problems and shock can be caused, especially if you have a second case of dengue caused by a different type of dengue. Arthritis is just basically absent. You'll have the aches of the muscle ache, but the joint pain is just not seen. The dengue symptoms in severe cases, that is, if you have dengue, then you're bit by a different strain of dengue, you get bleeding. And that's the one you want to watch out for. So if you, your friends, your family, or if you're a physician or a PA or a medical person, you have a patient who's had dengue, then you want to watch for bleeding, pale and cooled skin, black stools, things like this. So the prevention of dengue and chikungunya are the same, but particularly since we want to talk about dengue today, you want to, when you're out, make sure that you have mosquito-resistant nets or mesh on your tents or in your windows if you're traveling in the wilderness. Wear full-sleeve clothes, which are essential to cover all your body and prevent getting dangerous mosquito bites. Use a mosquito net while sleeping and cover the bed completely. Do not leave an inch of space for this mosquito enemy to get inside and disturb your sleep in peace. Dispose of water collected in open tank or buckets. The Aedes mosquito will live in basically minimal amount of water that's found on the side of a house or a tree or in a cup left outside. They are very thrifty at finding water. So any standing water anywhere. Clear and dispose of sites and things that can cause mosquito infestation. Make sure you wash your utensils at night, and make sure your diet is a good one. We always tend to overlook that. Make sure you've got good protein, water, green vegetables, fresh fruits to keep your immunity up. You know, that's something that we overlook in wilderness medicine because we're always talking about broken bones and, you know, high altitude illness and frostbite and so forth. But good diet helps with everything, especially when you're in the wilderness. And remember not to let your windows and doors open. And don't go to sleep before handling all the mosquitoes. The Aedes tends to bite during the day, but the Anopheles, which carries malaria, is at night. But all mosquitoes can bite all the time. And don't leave water-filled containers, buckets, or even small things out in the open. Don't watch for gaps. If you're in a home, don't let the cooler, the air conditioner, fridge become a place for mosquitoes. And be careful of your garbage, how you dispose of it. As thousands and really millions, 75 quadrillion mosquitoes on the planet Earth, you cannot stop the menace of them and their diseases. The only solution is to eliminate mosquitoes as you can in the area where you are. But that said, there is some very good news that is out there now about the chikungunya disease that just came out now. There is a vaccine. And before we mention anything about the vaccine, just remember, with any vaccines, while absolutely incredible, and it's the only way we really are able to control viruses, Don't let the vaccine keep you from doing what is right, and that is to keep you from being bitten by the mosquito. But the United States Food and Drug Administration approved the first chikungunya vaccine. It is spelled IXCHIQ, and it is approved for individuals 18 years of age and older who are at an increased risk of exposure to the chikungunya virus. So this means when you're traveling, and you, whenever you travel, you should always look and see if you what diseases are endemic, because this is a wilderness medicine podcast, and wilderness and travel medicine have a huge overlap. So make sure you know before you go. In the United States, people go south, and they go into the Caribbean and into Mexico and South America, where chikungunya, dengue, and Zika are now very prominent by the Aedes mosquito. But chikungunya virus is there. It is, as we said earlier, it is a painful disease where the arthritis can last for a long, long time, including many years. And it is, as we said, transmitted by the bite of the infected Aedes mosquito. It is now considered to be an emerging global health threat, with now they're estimating about 5 million cases of chikungunya virus infections over the last 15 years, and that number is going up. Any tropical and subtropical regions in the Americas, Africa, and Southeast Asia are very prone to this disease now. And if you get a high fever and the joint pain is the one that is going to separate this from dengue fever, the virus is spread by the mosquito. The vaccine is administered as a single dose by injection into the muscle. It contains a live, weakened version of chikungunya virus, and so it's probably, or it may cause symptoms in the vaccine recipients similar to those experienced by people who've had the chikungunya disease, but much less. The safety of this vaccine has been evaluated extensively, and it is very safe. In addition, although not commonly reported, severe chikungunya-like adverse reactions have been seen, but they are very, very rare. So transmission of chikungunya virus to newborn babies from pregnant individuals with the viremia is at delivery has been reported and can cause potentially very severe and even fatal chikungunya virus disease in newborns. So this may be something that you want to consider in, if someone is going to become pregnant and then traveling in a area that is known to have chikungunya. So this is a very effective vaccine. The immune response is very powerful. And if you think that you're going to be in an area where you are going to be at risk for chikungunya, this is something that needs to be considered. But it is just one more an amazing step of our treatment of disease with, in this case, in chikungunya. So be careful when you travel with your around the world. And if you know you're going to a chikungunya, make sure you prevent it in the proper ways. And also, if you need, consider getting the vaccine. This ends this podcast on chikungunya and on the chikungunya vaccine. And as always, we say thank you for listening.